on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield, live from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino. Welcome to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. Also brought to you by Fenley Chevrolet is your home for woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Now with Caleb Herring and Steve Cofield, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Well, we can only go up from here. We know that the Tony Sanchez show is great and the Rebels are excited about football, but we're talking basketball. It's John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield with you on the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. We got a great crowd, and we are excited for another season of Runnin' Rebel Basketball. It gets started tomorrow night with an exhibition game against Montana State Billings. The Yellow Jackets will be at the Thomas and Mack tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Hope you're going to join us for that. And then, of course, a week from Saturday as Loyola Marymount comes to the T&M to open the season. Now, we got a lot to talk about tonight, and first of 19 visits here at Bailiwick. Yes, sir, 19 of them. Right here, great food and drink. It is a fabulous place, and we hope you'll make a habit of coming to join us down here. The folks who come regularly are certainly back again, which should prove to you that this place is indeed a terrific place to spend a little time on most of a Thursday, mostly Thursday nights. I think we have three Mondays, and everything else is Thursday because of scheduling. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield joining us this year. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Is he going to be here every game?
I hope not. But
that's kind of cool. I didn't know you were going to be here.
TBD. Could end in like 3 weeks. If you pull the plug, I'm done.
You're actually good to me. You can hang around as much as you want.
It's DOM, depending on Marvin.
Right.
Robert, of course, Robert Smith back for his 10th year behind the mic with the Runner Rebels. I'm starting year number 15, and we are really excited. It is going to be a fun year, and we bring in the man makes this all happen, head coach Marvin Menzies. Coach, great to see you. Excited for another year?
Oh, man. You have no idea. Can you guys hear me okay out there? Okay, good. How about you people at the slot machines? Can you guys hear me? No, okay, that's good. We'll keep it right here. Family, baby, just right here. I'm great. Excited to see a lot of our favorite fans revisiting us here on our first opportunity. I had a special guest. I better get this out of the way so I don't forget. You guys have been promising you this for 2 years now. The Queen of Sheba, the official head coach.
The head of the program.
The head of the program. My wife, Tammy Menzies, is here tonight.
All right.
Just wanted. Do you see the Queen's wave? I told you. Yeah. She's good now. This ain't her first rodeo.
I thought it was cool the way those guys carried her in.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. That was old Halloween thing we had left over, but don't worry about that.
I thought we were at Caesars, how they bring the queen in.
That was pretty cool. So anyway, just briefly, I wanted to make sure I made that introduction, and then actually one of my staff members, Joe Esposito, and his beautiful wife, Mary, are also here with us today.
Welcome.
New to our staff this year. Joe is with Tubby Smith for 12, 13 years, and we've been friends for 20 plus, and so he's joined me as a special assistant to the head coach. So a lot of knowledge and support there. So we're excited to have him, but we'll have him visit up here with you on another night. Tonight we got a lot to cover, so I'm ready to get started on it. We'll open it up for whatever you guys are ready to throw at me.
Well, I mean, you mentioned Joe, and it's one of the things that's different this year, the makeup of the coaching staff. I want to talk about that a little bit.
Sure.
And the difference that's made in the off-season program.
All right, well, let me just start by saying I'm really happy for Rob. Rob Jeter had a chance to get a little closer to home, went back with one of my friends, Richard Pitino at Minnesota, so he's in a great situation. Got the family back there, and a little bit closer to his whole family. So it's really a good move for him. I think everyone, the only new ones are really we added Mike Kish as a graduate assistant, and then we added Joe. I think that's it, right? Well, and then we moved everybody up.
Yeah.
We like to develop our players, but we also develop our staff. I think anytime you get some good guys and you hire some good young talent that's enthusiastic, passionate, intelligent, you know, no better place to hire from than, you know, within yeah. if they're handling their business and worthy and loyal. And all of the guys who are moving up are extremely loyal.
Well, the guy with the most visibility who moved up is Preston Laird.
Correct.
And Preston has been with you in a variety of roles. I know that he was selected as one of the most promising young coaches or young professionals in the basketball coaching business last year.
Right.
What does he bring to your staff and to you?
I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I could talk about my guys forever, my guys meaning the players, but you know, every once in a while you get a chance to elaborate on your staff. And Preston and I were together for 4 years at New Mexico State. He actually played at Memphis for John Calipari, and then he came over to me in a graduate assistant position and just worked his tail off, has been very receptive to learning, has been a very good listener. You know, every time he hit a bump in the road, I would correct him, and he would respond accordingly. And he's just continued to grow and grow and grow. So when the opportunity came, I mean, it's a big-time position to be an assistant coach at UNLV. There's a lot of people that would, give the right arm for that job that are in the profession already. And there were some big names out there, and there were some guys that had been at some big programs, and I vetted the process and talked to a lot of different people. But I just kept coming back to a transition of continuity. Like, okay, well, he knows me. You know, he doesn't have a great recruiting base, and he doesn't have a great, plethora of experience when it comes to being in that chair. But he was ready for it, and he was prepared for it. And we didn't really need a heavy recruiter in that spot because we only we don't even need anybody until 2020 right now, which is pretty good. And even in that class, we're only going to need maybe one or two guys. So that wasn't an immediate need from the position. Hence, his opportunity and the timing worked out perfect for him.
Robert, you know how important those assistant positions can be.
Right.
And we'll get into the players, and we'll talk about them tonight and the rest of the year. But we... One of the things that's been missing at UNLV for a while is stability.
And
bringing a guy like Preston, who's been in the program and been with Coach for a long time, I think that's a sign that maybe some stability is coming to this program, much needed.
Well, anytime you have a guy that's, and like Coach said, has been around him and understands his philosophy and his program, I think it makes it a lot easier for him to step in than to have somebody come out, you know, from outside into the program.
Yeah, and it allowed for a very smooth transition this offseason where you didn't have to teach somebody what you do and kind of bring them along, but it allowed Preston to step in, and we'll get into now the things you emphasized and the things you wanted to do mm-hmm. during this offseason. Last season, obviously 20 wins, great, but we all know that it didn't end the way we wanted it to.
Right.
And as you took stock of last year and you moved into this year, what were the points of emphasis? What were the things you worked on during the offseason leading up to tomorrow?
Right. We literally could do a whole show on that, but I'm gonna give you the Reader's Digest version or the Cliff Notes, or depending on how old you are, I'll give you the shortened version. Let me just put it like that. Thank you so much. I think that the biggest thing that we needed to do was establish a real identity, both offensively and defensively. I felt like we were kind of grasping for straws with the first couple years because we couldn't really recruit with the longevity of to our core values. You know, we didn't have relationships with guys for
right.
2-3 years. There were some big-time recruits we were on, even in this class, that we just kind of backed up off of once we got a little further down the road.
Right.
Just not that they're bad kids or anything, but it just didn't really fit our paradigm, which we see as a championship culture and what we need to establish here to not just win this year, but we want to win the following year and the following year
right.
and the following year. So you have to put together a real plan. You just can't try to put Band-Aids on a bullet wound and just say, we're going to win right now and we're going to try to get it all done right now. We have to establish that foundation. And so as we looked at that, we said, okay, all right, well, let's bring in some high-quality athletes. Let's bring in some high-character kids. Let's bring in some guys that are in alignment with my philosophy of giving back to the community, with understanding that education is a lifelong deal, mm-hmm. So that they'll embrace, the classroom situations. And then when you have that kind of person in your program, then the chemistry and the winning kind of almost takes care of itself.
Coach, I kind of noticed last year, as you said, having guys that have been in the program for a while and understanding the defensive side and the offensive side. Just looking back last year, you know, at the conference tournament, the last Reno game, it seemed like you guys had to throw a defense together that last game because you didn't have enough time with the guys that you had to implement something that you really wanted that last game.
You're 100% accurate. I think that's what we did. We kind of tried to win games by scouting rather than identity.
Right.
And it was good. I mean, we were up by 11 in the first half, and we took the fight to them, and things were going well. But when it's not who you are, you're just, you know, it's just going to be hard for you to sustain that over 40 minutes against a well-coached team. They're going to make adjustments, and unfortunately, if you don't have, you know, months and months of putting in your system, then it just doesn't always come to fruition.
Yeah. Can you define what that identity that you're trying to get to is on either side of the ball?
Sure. Yeah. I think that it's pretty simple. I mean, it's fundamentals. You know, it's being where you're supposed to be on the floor defensively. It's team defense. It's not having one lockdown defender, but it's having guys that understand from a defensive side of the ball how to play the game. I won't go into too many specifics, but I will just say that, you know, we're going to do kind of like we did to Reno in the first half of the last time we played him, which is we're going to take the fight to people, but we're not going to gamble and just be reckless in our approach to high octane, high, you know, type energy defense. We're going to be solid. Because that, over the course of time, is going to give you the best percentage and the best chance of winning. So we'll have some principles on how we're going to guard the ball screen, how we're going to, you know, defend against certain actions, and that will be our staple. And then we'll tweak those per scout, right? If you've got a super big that is just dominant inside, okay, well, then maybe we front that guy or we double that guy. Yeah. But our identity will be locked in as a tough, hard-nosed, man-to-man team with, you know, some things that we can sprinkle in the zone here, look here and there and stuff like that. But that's who we're going to be on the defensive side. On the offensive side, I do think if it's not broke, don't fix it, right? And we were pretty efficient offensively last year, so we will adjust our sets and our style of play to our personnel. But we're still going to run. We're the running Rebels, like everyone knows. If I don't do that, I'll be fired. So we got to get out and push it. We got to get out which is what I've always liked to do. So we'll get out and be high octane offense. We'll take early, you know, looks if we have them, but we got to take high quality shots. And we got away from that last year, with just not having the depth that we have now.
Bringing Steve Cofield for a minute, Steve. In terms of the fans and the public perception of the program, obviously things have been a roller coaster ride for quite a while with Runner Rebel basketball. But where do you see that? And understanding that Coach is really, this is his first year, he's kind of had his players. He still has a couple of guys who were with him in year zero, as I used to call it. But where is that and where can it go, especially in the context of everything else going on in town in sports?
You know, it's interesting with fans because most of the feedback you get is going to be the negative, right?
Well, that's what you hear, right?
You're not going to get the positive stuff, but and it's an impatient lot. You know, they want to win. I think they're there ready to come out and support the program. I think it's pretty clear. Anytime there's a little bit of a high, you're going to get big crowds out there. We saw that a couple of years ago in some big games. So
last year with Arizona,
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a win streak away, a couple of wins just to get everyone all fired up. And I think the important thing Coach Menzies has done, and I heard you say it the other day during some of the media sessions, people in town talked about their lack of interest in the teams in the past because of the turnover.
Right.
And fans want to see guys who they can fall in love with and root for two and 3 and 4 years.
Right.
And you know, Coach has always said the key is getting old and staying old. Well, we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back, we're going to start looking at the roster and look at that process, which is really ongoing. Because if you look at the roster, they're not old yet. but they're on their way.
They're good.
But they're not old. Fans, remember, on the court, it's the job of the defense to protect the rim. On the road, it's the job of the 2019 Nissan Rogue to help protect you with its available advanced safety technologies. Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. We'll be back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's Price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's Price only at Walker Furniture.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Michael. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the United Way Michael Recovery Fund to support local communities impacted by this hurricane. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer InQuicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominicans, Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you realize your home might be in a flood zone, or when you realize you don't know what a deductible is, so you text mom and she replies with a 40-part answer, or when you're ziplining and aren't sure if your wedding ring is covered. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
Make your car shine at the Showtime Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs. Get your car washed with a 100% guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday at $11.95 early bird special, plus window tinting and more. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Rainbow and Warm Springs.
We are back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and the head coach, Marvin Menzies. The Marvin Menzies Radio Show before tomorrow night's exhibition opener against the Yellow Jackets of Montana State Billings. Game time at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Run and Rebel warm-up. And get you ready. Season opens for reals, as they say, on a week from Saturday. Loyola Marymount will be the opponent. But we're talking Run and Rebel basketball, talking to Coach about new things this year. Going to kind of go through the roster now because give everybody a reminder of who's back and a lot of new. When, before the break, Coach, we talked about your philosophy, you know, get old and stay old. Before we get into the names and numbers a little bit, give fans an idea of how important that is, especially for a program like the Run and Rebels.
Well, I think, as Steve mentioned earlier before the break, there's that's what the fans want. You know, it's always what I've done, but I think it's with any real basketball savvy town, like a town that really understands the game and understands, you know, attrition and how things work with a program. They want to have a relationship with the guys, you know, where they can look at them and grow to love them, and then not just meet them, you know, or see them on the game on the floor, but also meet them out in the community. And they're kind of, you know, little mini celebrities here, you know, especially when they're winning, you know.
Right.
So you want to be able to have an opportunity to see, like, your own children. You want to have an opportunity to see these kids grow. I think, you know, you're going to see some of that this year, even with Ben and Jay, you know, guys that have been here, Amari, you know, Shakur. Those are guys that people are going to look to, like Sheck and Ibaka also, and say, are they better? And not just on the basketball court, but, I mean, Sheck had a 4.0 last semester, so those kind of stories need to be told, too. Yeah, exactly. They're clapping if you can't hear that. In the clapping, so, and I think that's what I'm all about. So when you ask me that, I smile because it's always how I've operated. I've always operated where it's tough coaching a kid, and Brandon and I are still great friends. He comes into town and works out here, and we're good. But I wish I would have got a chance to spend more time with him, just to add more of what I've learned and you know, in my lifetime, and help to maybe make his, you know, a little bit more blessed in terms of, you know, the overall person. So I just enjoy my job better when I have a chance to, you know, build relationships with my guys. I'm going to go off script for a second because I can. But
it is your job.
No, but Tammy gave me for my birthday a tree, and it was this really cool, like, not bronze, but some kind of really cool looking metallic tree. And she purchased these little silver, like, medallions, and it had all my former players' names with different colors, like if they were a pro or an NBA guy, or they were overseas guys, if they were McDonald's All-American, and then there were different colors for what the different schools that they played at and stuff like that. Man, it was like the best gift ever, because I looked at all these guys, and every day, and I have it in my office now, and you look, I'll show you guys when you stop by, but when you look at the tree, you could just glimpse at it and go, man, I've done a great job with some young men. Ramel Beck came into practice today, you know, and you know, Ramel was here when I was an assistant coach here with the Rebels with Lon Kruger in his first year. So, and, you know, so he's on one of the trees. And so it's just so cool, man, to look back at your profession and what you've done and just kind of smile about it. It's not going to be in the newspapers. It's not going to be advertised on social
media.
But it should. You know, maybe so, you know, right? I mean, people have got to. I can't tell the story, though. Somebody else has got to say it. But you get my point. So anyway, to go back to your original question, I think it's critical, but I also think it's who I am when it comes to development and relationships. And I think that the town is going to really fall in love with these guys as they the more we recruit to our core values, the more they grow, the more the relationship will get reignited here, because it's not as hot as it used to be, but it will be soon.
Robert, see, the hard part is it takes a while to grow, to get old and then stay old.
That's right.
And when you start at zero 2 years ago and try to do that, it's going to take 3 years to get to that position. I think, in effect, we're a year away from that process really getting going.
Well, and no doubt, but the question I want to ask Coach is, now that you look back, you're going into your third year, is there anything you would have done different when you first got here? That, I mean, it was tough coming in way you had to come
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. Good question. I would answer it like this, Robert. I would say the first year, no.
Uh-huh.
I would have done that exactly the same.
Right.
We had two guys. I would have went and got Chris Jones, that I still got Uche, uh-huh. who I still talk to those guys. I just got a text from Chris the other day. He's playing overseas. And I would have got those young men that were available, and I'd have brought them in.
Right.
The second year, I would have coached some. I would have done some things differently during the season.
Uh-huh.
But I would have still taken Brandon McCoy.
Oh yeah,
I know
no
he was
doubt.
A one and done, but I would have still taken Brandon. I would have still had Jordy as a 1 year guy, mm-hmm. because inevitably I was still trying to get to here, which is 11 freshmen and sophomores, great foundation, and like Steve said, they want to win though, right?
Oh yeah.
So I had to work the relationships and get young kids in that. Also have a chance to win with a little bit of mix of some seniors that have some experience. You know, Chris Clyburn's a 3-year guy now. You know, you got Shakur as a National Junior College Player of the Year. And then you have Noah as a returning hometown guy who's won at a high level. So you put that with the youth. The program is in – I mean, the plan is in place.
It is.
And
it
I think
is.
We're in a position to surprise some people.
Yep.
But we still, like Steve said, we got to still go out and do it. Right? We got to make it happen. We got to go win. Yeah. Winning is a part of this formula. Make no mistake.
No doubt.
We want 4.0s. We want, guys out in the community. But it's not complete unless we have success on the court as
That's
well.
That's right.
And the subject of program building is fascinating because, and we've talked about this before, in the Mountain West, you can't necessarily run a program like a Kentucky or a Duke or a North Carolina where you're turning over players every year.
Right.
So, to me, the template is Gonzaga.
Right.
Wichita. Mm-hmm. And, Gonzaga had Zach Collins locally. That was a one and done, but they rarely have one and dones.
Right.
Wichita rarely has, situations like that. They're mostly juniors and seniors, and then guys behind them are ready the next year. That's why neither program really drops off, and they're candidates every year to go to the Sweet 16, even though they're not operating with the kind of budget, that some of the big boys are operating with.
Right.
That's right.
But you got to get to the point where you're having that sophomore to junior to senior group.
Yeah.
Not just one or two guys. And you look at the Rebel roster, and the strength of the roster, absolutely, as Coach just mentioned, is the seniors. You got Shakur.
Yep.
We all know how good he is, and if he gets better, wow. You've got Noah, and I think fans who didn't know how good a player Noah was at Bishop Gorman are going to find out how good a point guard he is with the runner Rebels. And you got Chris Clyburn, who I think is one of the real keys to this season.
Yeah, I agree.
Chris had a great finish to last year.
He did.
And the Rebels need him to build on that.
There's no doubt. I mean, when you look at the way the roster is built right now, there's reason for hope. There's reason for excitement this year.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also look forward to, like Steven mentioned, those programs like Gonzaga and Villanova, Wichita State, where even when that season's going on, they could still think about a little bit, proactively and go, man, we're going to be pretty good next year, too.
That's right.
And that's what we want. And it took us a little while to get here, but this is the first year of that that process where now the foundation is laid. So now we got to put the frame up this year, and then we start to build on it from there. And then when the house is totally built, you're ready to rock and roll.
For you on Chris, because Chris has had uneven seasons, right? He's had spectacular times and he's been down at other times. This final year, is it mostly keeping him healthy, or is it keeping him healthy between the years?
Yeah, I think it's always with every kid, even the most solid kid you have, like a Noah, and Chekna and Bakke, and I could go on with our roster. But even those guys, it's a confidence thing, it's always going to be between the ears when you're, your early 20s. If we think back to when we were that stage,
I can't remember.
We could get affected by the littlest thing.
The simplest thing.
Somebody looking at what you thought was a really cool jacket, and somebody looked at it like it was ugly, and all of a sudden you're like, man.
I got to get rid of this jacket.
Now you're all messed up for the next 30 minutes,
Don't take much.
So that's been one of our mantras, is trying to get them to focus on what's important. And what's important is team, is family, is our collective goal, our collective mission, and keep it there. So to not be too, we've circled the wagons, we've insulated ourselves, and now we're ready to go to war against whoever comes into the Thompson Mac and whoever we meet up with on the road.
Before we take our next break, I want to talk about Noah a little bit. And I want to ask Robert about him. Robert, how long have you known Noah?
Well, since he was in diapers.
Really? I didn't know that.
And what's funny about it, he kept saying, when you come to practice, when you come to watch practice. So I came to practice, and the first thing we talked about was leadership.
Right.
He said, Coach, how was it when you first got here? I said, well, I had to learn a lot. I had to deal with a lot of egos, and
I had to make sure I kept those egos in check.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, that's what I like to do.
Right.
And I said, you know what? You're going to be all right.
Yeah.
But Noah and I mean, we've been close for a long time because me and Bobby kind of grew up together here in Vegas. But the one thing I like about Noah, he doesn't care about his game. He's worried about it. How am I going to get this guy going? How am I going to get this guy going? And if I can get all them going, then everything else will be all right.
He wants to win.
Yeah,
I don't think that there's anything that excites a coach more than having an extension of himself, having a point guard with great basketball IQ, with skills, with the whole package.
Yep.
And there are different ones. There are scoring point guards. There are pass-first point guards. When did you fall in love with Noah Robotham?
Well, when we met initially and we just talked in the office, I felt like I was talking to somebody 50 years old.
That's
you
right.
Know?
That's
like,
him.
Wait a minute, how old are you again? are you trying to come here and coach?
trying to get an assistant job?
It really was kind of cerebral, like, okay, this is a grown man mentally and emotionally, and that's a credit to, you know, Marilyn and Bobby, his parents. But he's going to have his struggles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you look at the hype that came with Jordy, right? There was all this hype, but then Jordy had his issues.
That's right.
I mean, Akron is not in the Mountain West. I mean, he's got now. So I'm trying to use that as a motivation to say, okay, this is what happened.
Right.
This is what Jordy did. This is what he could have done differently. So let's learn. A truly wise man can learn from another man's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way of learning, and that's where I'm hoping that we can look back on last year. Because he was here working out with a practice and every day. So it's an opportunity for Noah now to be better than anybody's expecting. And so he's got to put that chip on his shoulder and go to war.
It's going to be fun to watch him. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the underclassmen, as they say. Because, as Coach said, the foundation is built. 11 freshmen and sophomores on this Runner Rebel roster. Fans, remember, you can put your trust in a bank that's been focused on serving the people and the businesses in Nevada and all across the country since 1863. That's U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino on the Runner Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Guys, basketball's a way of life. A game that puts you to the test when every play can tip the balance to win or lose. Your teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back. From purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one, we're the team that you want on your side.
I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Take care of your car at Showtime Automotive Center. ASE certified mechanics, so no job is too big or small. Brakes, AC, transmission work, even oil changes start at $19.99. Showtime Automotive Center, Rainbow and Warm Springs, open 7 days a week.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer InQuicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominicans, Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
At Walker, we make buying furniture easy. Let me tell you about Larry's Price, named after me. Larry's Price is honest, so you never have to worry about getting the lowest price, no matter when you shop. Larry's Price is unbeatable. It beats our competitors' so-called sale price in-store or online 7 days a week. We've already done the tough negotiations for you with suppliers I've known for decades. You can trust Larry's Price only at Walker Furniture.
Insurance doubt can pop up when you least expect it, like when you're a rideshare driver and question if you're covered, or when you park too close to a driving range and wonder how to claim 125-26 dents, or when you look up car insurance online and end up in a search result rabbit hole. If you have insurance doubt, call a AAA agent, visit a branch, or AAA.com/outsmart. Outsmart insurance doubt. AAA. Outsmart life.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Make your car shine at Showtime Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana. Full-service hand washes, detailing, and more. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Monday through Friday, $11.95 early bird special. Uber and Lyft drivers get $3 off. Showtime Premier Car Wash on Jones and Tropicana.
Basketball season is here, and the only place to watch your Runnin' Rebels play on the road is Born and Raised, located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern. Watch the game on our 106-inch HD projector screen, enjoy our Bud Light, and Michelob Ultra specials, and our award-winning Best of Las Vegas menu. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, is the only place to watch the Rebels play.
The Department of Family Services works tirelessly to ensure every child thrives in a safe, loving, and supportive home. But we cannot do it alone. Just like the Rebels need the offense, defense, and special teams working together to win, we need the entire community to come together as a team to support our children and their families as they work towards becoming whole again. To learn more about how to support our children in need, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Talk about improving. Talk about Mbaké. Hi, we are back. Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and head coach Marvin Menzies getting ready for Runnin' Rebel basketball 2018-2019. That's crazy.
I know.
It's here. It's here.
I was just visiting with some of the folks out there, and it's like Mike and I were talking, and we're like, I can't believe it. It feels like it's been forever, but then it feel like it also at the same time feel like it's like, man, that was quick. Mm-hmm. You know, because we did so much in the off season, and we invested so much time and energy into the program and all the different things that we did, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. We got a game tomorrow.
Exactly. I tell you, one of my favorite moments of the offseason, you were on vacation, I was on vacation, and we texted each other while we were on vacation.
Yeah, yeah.
And kind of just said, okay, we're catching our breath right now and get ready to get back at it.
Yeah, you know, you got to shut it down. You know, I'm not trying to have a heart attack coaching. You gotta decompress a little bit and get your stress level, you know, to a place where you can just keep the – big things, you know, that you look at your perspective and so that you can go ahead and do a great job daily. You know, if you don't do that, you can get in trouble.
I know one thing, that you and I are both good at that.
Yeah.
Let's get into the underclassmen, because this is, as you mentioned, the foundation of the program, and there are a couple of things that I think the fans are going to want to pay a special attention to this year. And one of the biggest things, and you referred to it earlier, how much improvement did some of the key young guys from last year, how much improvement are we going to see from them from freshman to sophomore? And I'm speaking specifically of Mbaké,
right,
and Nunu,
right,
and Amari.
Yeah, we'll probably have five guys going to the NBA this year. my thought right now.
Please stop. Please stop.
I just wanted to wake everybody up real quick. Who's listening. I was scanning the audience when I said that. We've got a 73 percentile listening audience right now. So, actually, you know, the development has been great, and I got to give credit to our staff. You know, Preston, Andre LaFleur, Coach Brown did a fantastic job in the off season, as well as Jason Cabo, our strength and conditioning coach, is in terms of really taking an assessment of each player and looking at his strengths and weaknesses and catering. Designing programs, I should say, that are specific to them and their development and their needs and their weaknesses. So, for example, certain guys were not very good passers, so we had to work on that. Certain guys had you know, had to improve their interior game offensively and their counter moves, and other guys, you know, had different challenges. So I think they really we really identified what those were with them. We sat with every player. Then we had a couple follow-up meetings throughout the summer. We set short-term goals, and from everything from their strength to being able to complete certain percentages as a team shooting. And once we put all that stuff in, we just went to work. And then once we went to work, you saw the incremental, growth. You know, someone once told me, if every kid gets better, you got 12 kids on a team, you know, and everybody just gets better an inch, you know, just an inch a day. You know, that's actually a whole foot a day, you know, when you really think about it. I know it's a simple example, but it's really, really true. If everybody has these force multipliers and they come to practice and they come to train with the mentality, we just got to get a little bit better today. We're not going to turn into a fantastic shooter in one day, but can we just get a little bit better in tweaking or concentration on our follow through or whatever it is? And then that's how you become a baller. That's how you become a really, really good player. And our guys that you just mentioned, those returners, I thought did a fantastic job of embracing their own development. And I think you're going to see the product on the floor, especially defensively with that whole group. I think they all just have a much better understanding how to play.
Yeah, it was clear. I mean, for example, Amari came in. Offense in high school was off the charts, but just lost defensively at times and needed to learn how to do that. Shekna kind of Mbaka the other way.
Yeah, yeah.
Where he
his was more defense.
Absolutely,
right.
He had the defensive skills, certainly the defensive instincts.
Right.
But offensively, kind of a non-factor, and those two guys need to build that other side of their games.
Yeah, and I think that's what we identified when we met with them at the end of the conclusion of the season. We had sit downs with them, and we actually put together a whole presentation for each kid, and the whole staff was involved in it and had different parts of ownership. And then we sat with each player, and you know, for however long it took to complete the meeting, and so they had a full understanding of their mission for their exact things that they needed to improve on in the summer. And then we went to work, like we said. Mbaka is much better in ball screens, even though he's a good instinctive shot blocker and things of that nature. You know, the weak side defense, for example. I think all of them understand about the conceptual reactions to how to play, you know, good team defense. So Shekna just works so hard and is just so solid, but he just doesn't have enough minutes logged as a basketball player.
Right.
So he's just got to keep playing, and he's got to keep doing the little things that we're asking him to do. And he did. And so now every once in a while you see it happen in practice where he just kind of, you know, he'll put two or three plays together.
Right.
He had really bad hands last year. I mean, he fumbled everything. And he's doing a really good job now because that was one of his areas that we worked on, you know. So,
And I think the most intriguing player on the team is Nunu. I mean, because here's a kid who was a freshman. You know, he'd come on the floor, and as you watched the season go along, he got more and more minutes.
Yep.
And you know, he'd play, and he'd, nice play here or there. And then all of a sudden he'd do something, and you go, whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, a move in the lane, knocking down a shot, doing something instinctively on defense. Right. What has he focused on, and what do you look for from Nunu this
you
year?
Nunu is a young man who, like a lot of guys, has how do I say this? I'm trying to be nice. Well, we talked about the development between the ears.
Right, okay?
We talked about that earlier, right? So that was one of the areas that we really needed to focus on with him, because it was obvious when you see his skill set that he could go score the ball. I mean, he could score against anybody because he can score in so many different ways. He can shoot it. He can drive it. He's physical. He's a tough player. He's got a great feel underneath the basket and so forth. I remember crossing up a guy. I think it was San Diego State. And then the guy goes flying on the ground, then he steps back and hits a three at 6'7".
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot of guys that can do that. So his area of development was more mental, was more maturity and understanding and you know, life lesson stuff that are like, all right, man, this is what we got to get you to do to be good on the court. You got to tighten up these other areas. And he's done a fantastic job. And he's still a work in progress, as they all are. However, I think you're going to see a new Nunu. I just had to slip that in.
I got to think. Have you seen the pregame stretching routine? Have you heard?
The Nunu?
No, Nunu's.
Oh, Lord. He is a piece of work, yeah. The man enjoys dancing more than Fred Astaire.
He does. He is.
He's a piece of work now.
If you're listening now, promise me you will get to the arena very early to watch the Rebels do their pregame stretch just to watch Nunu go through his routine. He can take that little stretch band they use.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he turns that into, you mentioned Fred Astaire. I don't know what it is, but it's special. It is special.
He has fun with everything he does. There's no question.
Absolutely about it. Hey, fans, remember, there are so many ways to be satisfied at the Orleans Hotel Casino. To be satisfied at the Orleans Hotel Casino, experience Bailiwick, right where we are, the All-American Pub and Eatery. Food and fun, it's what they do. Savor the latest and greatest variety of flavors at the Orleans. We got more Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick here at the Orleans Hotel Casino on the UNLV Sports Network from Learfield.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts. Then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee. And our clients' 5-star reviews tell the story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
Hey, Bob, I see you have solar and a solar battery.
Yeah, I bought both. When my solar panels produce excess electricity, it stores it in the battery. I always have electricity during storms, blackouts, and if you have medical equipment, you always have power. Also, NV Energy gives you cash incentives up to $3,000 for batteries and up to $5,000 for solar. I couldn't afford not to. And if you already have solar, you can still buy a battery. Buy from Universal Solar Direct.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Call
702-487-6900.
Nevada license 79863.
If you're lucky enough to live near the Napoli's Pizzeria on Warm Springs Road or the location on West Sahara, you're in for a treat. During game time, these two locations are offering a one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for just $25.99. That's a huge one-topping 18-inch pizza and 10 wings for $25.99. And don't forget, whenever there's a football game on, beer is just $2 at Napoli's. When you crave great pizza, Napoli's Pizzeria is the place to go. For the complete menu, just click LasVegasPizzeria.com.
UNLV Run and Rebels season tickets are on sale now. Experience the historic rivalries and great entertainment all season long. Season ticket packages start at $119. Visit UNLVtickets.com to get your tickets today.
UNLV tickets, we get you there.
Back at Bailiwick. Here inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, the Marvin Menzies radio show. Runner Rebels exhibition game tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Montana State Billings. The Yellow Jackets in town will be on the air at 6:30 on ESPN 1100 tomorrow night. 7 o'clock, 6:30 with the Runner Rebel warm-up, and get our only exhibition look of the season. You kind of have a choice. John Sandler, coach, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, with you have a choice, two exhibition games or a scrimmage in an exhibition game. Is that correct?
Yes, or two scrimmages.
Or two scrimmages. And you went 1-1.
We went 1-1. The reason being, I feel like the scrimmages, we could really cater things to exactly what we want to work on. Yeah. There's no fans. There's no... no one's allowed in to watch the game, so the coaches get together. Joaquin and I are good buddies at Cal, and so we get together and say, hey, okay, well, let's work on these special scenarios, or we're going to play two halves at this many minutes, and what are you going to play? You're going to play some zone? Okay, do me a favor and play some man. We got to, you know, so you get to script your what you want to work on, basically.
That's good.
I think two of those is probably a little much. I think having our guys in their jerseys and being on the floor and having all our wonderful fans come out and get a first look before an official game and just playing with officials, you know, and that whole deal on the actual Thomas and Mack floor is also, there's some benefit there. So I kind of choose to go one and that.
I want to run through the freshman class, and then before we get off the air, we'll get Robert and Steve's perspective on what they're excited about coming up for this season. freshman class is fascinating from all over the world. You've got the class started with the two outstanding guards, local kid Trey Woodbury from Clark High School, Bryce Hamilton from Southern California, who in practice is incredibly impressive and bigger than I thought. Mm-hmm. Trey Woodbury, I mean, a lot of folks from Southern Nevada know him. He's tougher than I had thought.
Yeah, right. And I'm glad you brought those two guys up in particular, because there's a little update. If you didn't know, yesterday I mentioned that Trey's actually not going to play tomorrow night. He's sitting out for, I don't know, maybe a couple more weeks. And we're kind of playing it by ear. He had a non-surgical knee injury that was just a matter of resting and kind of bringing him back gradually. So that's where he's at. And so he won't have a chance to play right away. But, you know, Bryce will be good to go. Like you mentioned, you know, I won't go all into who he is as a basketball player, because he's really – just what was advertised. You know, everything you read on him is pretty accurate. But I would also add the great focus of looking you in your eyes, respectful, you know, gives you eyes and ears and wants to learn, just a great sponge mentality as a player. And then, you know, to elaborate a little bit more on the other freshman, JTT, we call him JTT, is Jonathan Chamachachua. He just call him JTT. Because to say his
name. Cofield's laughing because he's looking at me and laughing.
Right. Well, it just takes too long to say it.
Chamachachua.
Yeah, very. Yeah,
oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, but you do.
It's
but you're a professional.
It's got to.
It's going
to
happen.
So JTT is a lot easier, but Jonathan as well. Anyway, he is a physical specimen. I mean, he is a guy that right now has NBA athleticism. Another young man that people are going to love just because of how hard he plays. He's got a lot to learn. His skill set is improving rapidly, like even his interior post play. He was a little rough around the edges there because he worked a little bit more on his perimeter at the NBA Global Academy in Australia. But so he's really focused on, because for us he's going to have to be a 4 or 5. And eventually we'd like to play him at the 3 before he leaves. But he's a young man that I think he's going to have a bunch of fans right away, just because of he has some running rebel built in, because he can really, really run. He plays like a rebel.
And he's a rebel.
He's going to beat you up, man. He's a real deal.
How about Joel Tuambe?
You know, Joel is he's also recovering from an injury. So he's not as caught up with the other guys right now in terms of you know, just in sync with them offensively or defensively. But, man, he's a special talent. Like, he'll go out of the framework of whatever we're doing and then just make a great play. It's just because he's a good player.
Right.
Now, that doesn't work once, you know, you get into games, because you're going to be scouted and people are going to play you certain ways. We got some great coaches. So so that's those four guys. And then, obviously, you've got Marvin Coleman, who is another local product who's going to really help. We haven't decided whether they're going to redshirt him or not. And then Bongai is going to redshirt.
Oh, okay. Guys, what are you most excited about? What are you most interested in seeing tomorrow night and then as the season unfolds?
I'll let you start, Kofi.
I'm fired up to see defense. I know it sounds weird from a sports talk radio guy, because we're all about offense. I really am. Yeah. Because
me too, Steve.
I know. I got it at the end of the last year. In the Mountain West Conference especially, because you have so many smaller 4 and 5s who want to go out to the perimeter and shoot threes. You got to be long, be able to play all over the floor. And I'm excited about JTT. I don't know how many minutes he's going to get, but, man, just watching him. Yeah. You talk about a body and the bull in the china closet. I like rough, tough guys, you know, on the back end of the defense. But the flexibility now on defense is what I'm looking forward to.
How good are we going to look in an airport?
Man.
I want to know how good we're going to look after the score, the final score is up there.
What about you, Rob?
Well, just my days in practice, that what I've seen is I like the returners, because looking at Amari, he's starting to say, hey, I know what I'm doing now. And you can see that confidence in him. Mm-hmm. Even in Nunu, you know, you're starting to see he's starting to use his body more. And like you said, he's thinking the game a little more than what he was last year. And that's what excites me. Even Jay Green, I like what Jay's doing.
Jay has been really, really good at practice. We haven't talked about him earlier when we talked about the returners. No,
absolutely.
And that's what I look for, how they were going to come back this year. And they've come back like, hey, this is our team now, and we're going to step up and make things happen. And then if you add those freshmen in with them,
I think we'll have a pretty good team.
And one other kid, another local kid coming back, Nick.
Exactly.
Yep.
Nick Young.
And Nick is like the grandfather in the group. You know? he's so cerebral. He's so cool. Yep. You know, Nick is just the guy that just is the calming influence in the locker room. He'll give you a look like, just relax. you're way out of your box right now. And they respond because he's so solid, you know.
All right, we're going to take one more break, come back, talk a little bit more about tomorrow night, what you want to see, what you want to get out of it, what the fans can expect. Hey, fans, when it comes to Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light, 21 means 21. With great beer comes great responsibility. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Back with our final segment, Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Run Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
Imagine an ER waiting room with your favorite blanket and pillow, your cat's Pixel and Widget, and your mom's chicken soup. At Dignity Health, we know the only thing worse than being in pain is being stuck in an ER waiting room. So we offer In Quicker. You get an estimated ER arrival time online so you can start your wait at home. It's just another way of putting leading-edge medicine within easy reach. Learn more at strosehospitals.org/ER. Dignity Health, including St. Rose Dominican's Rose de Lima, San Martin, and Siena campuses in Henderson and Las Vegas. Hello, human kindness.
Here in Clark County, we love counting Rebel touchdowns, the seconds until another victory, and the thousands of fans in scarlet and gray. We also love counting those who say, "Count me in," to helping a child in need. Our community has over 3,000 children in the foster care system in need of a safe, loving, and temporary home. Can the Department of Family Services count you in, Rebel fans? To learn more about how to support our children in foster care, call 702-455-0181 or visit clarkcountyfosters.org.
Guys, basketball's a way of life. A game that puts you to the test. When every play can tip the balance to win or lose. Your teammates depend on you, and you got their back. And the score, well, that's your measure of dedication.
We got next.
Finley Toyota's got your back. From purchasing your first car to servicing your existing one. We're the team that you want on your side. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Michael. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the United Way Michael Recovery Fund to support local communities impacted by this hurricane. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Back at Bailiwick, the final segment of our initial show, first of 19 Marvin Menzies radio shows this year. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Steve Cofield, and head coach Marvin Menzies heading into the exhibition game tomorrow night. Montana State Billings, the Yellow Jackets will be at the Thomas and Mack, 7 o'clock with the tip. Hope you're making your plans to join us. 6:30 Runner Rebel warm-up over on ESPN Radio 1100. Coach, what should fans look for? What do you want to get out of the exhibition game tomorrow night?
Well, we always want to play games to win, even exhibition games, obviously. But with that caveat, we've got a lot of things I'd like to get done from a perspective of getting a lot of different guys' looks, because there's still a lot of competition going on in terms of rotation and our depth chart and so forth, so sub-patterns. So I would like to give some real film to evaluate going into LMU. So I'm going to try to get a lot of guys into the game. Might hurt our continuity a little bit, but you know, not. But I'm not going to do it at the expense of losing the game, hopefully. But I definitely want to get a lot of guys in, and then we'll see where it goes from there.
In terms of what the fans can look for tomorrow night, understanding that continuity might be an issue because of different substitution patterns,
right.
is there one or two things that the fans should look for to say, okay, that's something that they worked on, that's a point of emphasis this year?
I think like we talked about earlier when we talked about our identity, the new Running Rebels signature for the 18-19 men's basketball program, I want people to look down on the floor and go, man, those guys play hard, and defensively they're really sound. You know, like they can take people out of what they do just being them and the way they're connected. I think that's the main thing I'd like fans to take away, because that was the Achilles heel, I think, at the end of the road last year.
Well, we're just about out of time. I want to thank all the great fans who showed up tonight. Really appreciate it. We'll be back here a week from tonight
to the fans,
for the next
baby.
Show to get you ready for the opener. Steve Cofield, thanks for joining us. Look forward to having you around all year, both in games and here for the show. Robert, great to see you again, buddy. Excited
again
for the year. Coach, really excited for it. It starts tomorrow night, the exhibition game, 7 o'clock, 6:30, Runner Rebel warm-up. Thank you very much, Chris Hernandez, for engineering. Jared back in our studios. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the Thomas and Mac. Have a good evening, everybody.
Live from Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, you've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, presented by Fenley Toyota. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Rebel Sports Network.
Okay, we'll kick off.
KBAD Las Vegas.
Welcome to the game.
Sports Night.